Stop it, brother. Let's get together and unify. Trouble.
Radio Basics.
And there's always a message involved.
This is Radio Basics, CHRY 105.5, bringing you back live another week, 8 to 9 o'clock every Monday. We hitting you up, Radio Basics. We the radio wing of Basics Free Community Newsletter. You can check us out online, basicsnewsletter.blogspot.com. This week, we're going to be talking about the International Women's Day that happened over the course of this last weekend, all across the world and right here in Toronto. We're going to be having a couple guests from the Migrants Coordinating Committee for the International Women's Day here in Toronto. And to take us off for our show, we're going to be hearing a couple tracks from the Jamaican-raised, Brooklyn-based, and Canadian-raised, but Jamaican-born artist Melodic. About a month ago, former Radio Basics host Makaya, who many of you I'm sure well know, also Basics member Makaya, interviewed Melodic in Brooklyn, and people can check out that interview on our website. Once again, that's basicsnewsletter.blogspot.com. So to get us going with the show, let's take it away with Melodic's most recent track. The song is called Ride On. You can check it out on his MySpace page.
In the garrison, you know, all the cats are walking around like Chuck Narrison, and whole vets pushing wheelchairs and carts. I know it's embarrassing, but you still gotta ride on, auntie. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? It's like the homeless to answer for change. And I told them, man, there ain't no change, so things won't change. It always stays the same. Now tell me what you got to gain. But living in a world where no one feeds my pain. My life is down the drain. And all I feel is this burning acid rain. It's burning acid rain. But still I'ma ride on, yeah. You got to just ride on, yeah. Nothing ride on. You got to just ride on, yeah. Nothing ride on. And as I travel along, I found my way. Just yesterday, no wonder MTA. I heard someone say, brother, help me today. Can't find no food or no place to stay. Say, stealing stuck, down on his luck. I gave him a buck and tell him don't give up. Cause when times get tougher, the going gets rougher. So ride on, I tell you, I don't give up. You got to ride on, yeah. Like I woke up this morning, call the world to anger. I'm pleading for the men who sleep in the bus shed. I'm forgetting the ones who are walk and beg. All these kind of mama do hurt my head. Cause I know what it's like not having a place to rest. You remember those days I used to sleep on the step. When people walk by I would call you homeless. But ride on, I think cause you just ain't home yet. Oh yes, I'm a ride on, yeah. You got to just ride on, yeah. Nothing else to ride on. You got to just ride on, yeah. Nothing else to ride on.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. May I have a small commercial break? I'm really down on my luck, and whatever you can give me right now will be highly appreciated. Thanks for your time, and have a beautiful day. May God bless you. Please stand clear. Closing door, straight yowza, ride on. But still I'ma ride on, yeah.
accurate. What up, my ninja? Hey, Gabe, I see you. Hey, yo, you left. What up, my ninja? I let your boy some time. Right on.
Not homeless, just not home yet. That was Melodic, Ride On. You can check out that new video he just posted on his MySpace page at MySpace Melodic Vibe. That was Jamaican-born, Canadian-raised, Brooklyn-based singer Melodic. Is doing a lot right now. Melodic shared the stage recently with Tupac. Well, not recently with Tupac, but back in the day with Tupac, with Dead Prez, Buju Banton, Mos Def, Heavy D, just to name a few of the people. And he was interviewed recently by Basics member, former Radio Basics host Makai. You can check that out on our website. Today we're going to be talking about International Women's Day as it was celebrated and struggled here in Toronto this past weekend and around the world. But before we get to that, let's go to another track from Melodic, and we're going to come back with a commercial and then our interviews. Radio Basics.
Good afternoon. I'll be Melodic. This mountain,
no.
Say I'll take you deeper than the deepest things. I'll take you higher than the highest mountains, and I'll take you deeper than the deepest things. Madame, madame, if you keep on bogging, no, you're never gonna get your loving. I'm in the straight up, up a dubbing, melodic flow, no, no, with the young rockin'. I got stuff, five, non-stoppin', but on the road that you out treading, seems like no thing ain't gonna happen. So never get stopped, no, there ain't no stopping. Jah will give us the bar to keep poppin', cause in every little thing there's something required. Trying to do your best in your own desire. Gotta get going, ain't time to retire. So be your angel, an angel with fire. Let me take you higher, higher than the highest mountains. I'll take you deeper than the deepest sea. I'll take you higher than the highest mountains. They feel it, and if they don't, then they won't applaud it. I gotta get going, get it started. Taking all this time up for revelation. They're trying to make moves just to get on top. Yeah, but all the world do is trying to hold me back. No, with their mental slavery, your jealousy act. Yeah, that's a known fact, yo, about the cops. They always serve you, but break my neck. Straight up, me, you talk, no, I'm being direct. So what's the purpose on the surface to oppress? I wanna dedicate this to my brothers and sis. Cause we're living in a world of being about to give the The world's a cold place, but some amount of colder. Hey, yo, out some amount of colder. Just watch up on my back while I look over my shoulder. Than the highest mountain, I will take you deeper than the deepest sea. I will take you higher than the highest mountain. I will take you deeper than the deepest sea. I'll take you higher than the highest mountain, deeper than the deepest sea. Higher than the highest mountain, deeper than the deepest sea. And as far as I know, far as I see, I've got Jah in me. Just and I get an official represent with the spirit. Check my Bible and get with it.
Yo, I got Backroads Radio up in the studio. They're showing much love for Melodic. They're on their way up. So let's do one more song from Melodic before we get into the show. This is We Are One featuring Jah Yut.
Yeah, you know, sometimes just gotta reminisce. Just growing in Jamaica was some shit. Back then, I had to admit, number one. Even though they carry us beyond to the Caribbeans, we still gon' carry on. Cause out of many, we are one, one, one. We are one, one, one. Okay. Them blows and skirting, yeah, yeah. I see them punks and shirting. I give them this verse, it's never rehearsing. Now we start, yes, I'm so searching. It's deep down, and I know that it's urgent. I heard them say, man, the days are coming. Remember the days, y'all my dreams are turning. My own duties say, keeps me a splurging. I am a god, at the age of 13. My mama say, I couldn't bring my girl in. Time to fly, just like a whirlwind. And deep down, I feel like a virgin. I touch fire for the very first time. I'ma make sure that I speak my mind. Cause this beat, hear the sound of the time. So make sure you keep this in mind. Alright, we are one. We are one out of many. We are one. We are one. We are one out of many.
So we are one. Jah bless this land called Jamaica. That's why me simple tell them that Jah Jamaica. Every little inch, every piece of the acre. Enough great man come from out of Jamaica. Bob Marley said his seed just from Jamaica. One love we show to the world from Jamaica. Come big up Jamaica.
Okay.
Come make we live for Jamaica. Tired of the youth and living in a poverty. We need to show some love, raise the love for humanity. Can you see the challenges? Yo, actuality. Can you see the truth? Youth and living in a fantasy. Yeah, there is no love for no humanity. While Jamaica call out one love,
we are one. We are one out of many. We are one. We are one. We are one. Them different strokes in, yeah, yeah. I see them different folks in. But this be, yo, the way I'm approaching the situation. And I ain't joking, it's time to start being more outspoken. Cause as I travel from coast to coast and I'm coming one straight from off the boat, man. And this song ain't just reminiscing. I'm all back then, was doing a ring then. When Jack took ya, used to be for I stand. And it was one love, not so much clashing. Now look, my brother, can't you see what's happening? Planet Love Society, baby. Melodic, Jayut.
Once again, that was Melodic. Based out of Brooklyn, but raised in Canada and born in Jamaica. Check out his interview with Basics online at basicsnewsletter.blogspot.com. This is Radio Basics, CHRY 105.5. We're going to be talking about International Women's Day today, struggles of women all around the world over the weekend, marked by the annual day of celebrating women's resistance and for you know, continuing women's struggles. We're going to be coming back with that after the commercial. First, let's go to commercial and we'll be back. Radio Basics, we're back, CHRY 105.5. This past weekend, March 8th, marked the International Women's Day. Women from around the world continued their day of resistance on March 8th. The first International Women's Days were launched in the opening years of the 20th centuries by working class women fighting for the most basic labor rights and against vicious exploitation they faced. In 1917, International Women's Day figured it in as an important prelude to the Russian Revolution, as women descended into the streets for a massive general strike demanding bread and an end to Russia's participation in the savage First World War. Another important International Women's Day in the history of International Women's Days occurred in 1979 in Iran. At that point in the Iranian Revolution, when counter-revolution was triumphing, on March 7th, 1979, the Islamic theocracy headed by Ayatollah Khomeini had just declared the hijab to be a mandatory for all women in Iran. In the next day, on March 8th, thousands of women burst into the streets, joined by many men in defiance of the ban, in open street fighting with the government forces. Throughout the 1980s, thousands of revolutionary women were arrested in Iran, and the theocratic regime told them that if they wanted to live, they had to renounce their beliefs and swear allegiance to Allah. Many brave women stood firm in their social and political beliefs and were consequently executed. Today, some of the women who survived those years of repression make up what is today the March 8th Women's Organization of Iran and Afghanistan. And this year, they issued a bold call for this International Women's Day 2009, calling on women of Iran and Afghanistan to struggle against both the women-hating regimes that currently are in power in Iran and Afghanistan, and also U.S. imperialism. The statement of the March 8th Women's Organization Iran Afghanistan read, "We have been fighting the reactionary Islamic Republic of Iran for the last 30 years, but we are not fighting to trade in one oppressor for another. We are not fighting to liberate ourselves from the clutches of an outmoded social, ideological, and political system represented by the Islamic Republic of Iran to let another outmoded system like U.S. imperialism simply replace it." Today, all around the world, the fight of women's liberation and the fight for genuine social and political liberation of humanity cannot be untied from one another. One cannot find a genuine revolutionary movement in the world today whose ranks are not filled with courageous, struggling women. And this past weekend here in Toronto, the history of women's struggles was marked with a series of activities that made up Toronto's contributions to the International Women's Day. Tonight, we're going to be speaking with Kirti Narayanan, a community activist and women's rights advocacy coordinator for Canadian Humanitarian Appeal for the Relief of Tamils, Canadian Heart, alongside Cynthia Palmaria, who is an organizer with Migrante Ontario, an alliance of Filipino migrants organizations, which is part of the Filipino People's Movements for National Liberation and Democracy. Together, Kirti and Cynthia were members of the Migrant Women's Coordinating Body for this year's IWD activities here in Toronto. They are on the lines with us. Kirti and Cynthia, welcome. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having us today, Steve.
Cynthia, are you there as well?
Yes. Hi, Steve. Thank you for having us today.
Thank you so much for being on the line with us today. So first of all, please tell us what happened in Toronto over the weekend. What did this year's International Women's Day's activities include?
Well, we had a very busy weekend as part of our celebration that we organized together as Migrant Women's Coordinating Body for International Women's Day. On Saturday, we agreed to participate under the banner of migrant women. Mm-hmm. And so all the organizations under our communities marched together in red, and we brought all kinds of noise-making instruments because we wanted to be heard, we wanted to be seen as migrants united, and we wanted the broader public to hear that the women, migrant women, exist. It started basically before the march with the gathering of the women at the Boise Auditorium, and a representative of Migrante Ontario, Maru Maisa, spoke in behalf of Migrante Ontario and the migrant workers, the different migrant workers here in Canada. And so there were about 800 people there.
Wow.
And there were different speakers, and Maru was one of the speakers that was present. And after that, the march started. And so we marched from the University of Toronto to Ryerson, and there was a fair over there at the end of the afternoon. And then yesterday was what we called our Education Day, and we called it Fighting the War on Us. And mm-hmm. we wanted to look at the impact of imperialism on our different communities, looking at the precarious situation of migrant women, the impact of war and occupation on the Tamil women, for example,
mm-hmm.
and also the systemic repression that the women are experiencing, whether it is from in our host country here in Canada or back in our own countries. So we had a whole bunch of speakers, and our keynote speaker was, we had a video message that came from the Netherlands. It was Connie Ledesma, who is the international spokesperson of Makibaka, which is the women's movement in the Philippines. And she's also a member of the panel, the peace negotiating panel of the National Democratic Front of the Philippines that dialogues with the government of the Republic of the Philippines. And it was followed by speakers from our different communities. So it's very exciting, very busy.
Mm-hmm. That sounds very exciting. It was I heard from a lot of people who went. It was an incredible set of activities. So building on this topic that was mentioned in the March 8th Women's Organization statement that I had read about the relationship between imperialism and women's oppression all around the world, whether it be here in the diaspora of migrant women or back at home. Could either of you, Kirthi and Cynthia, talk about what that relationship is indeed, in fact?
Mm-hmm. Well, Steve, if you look at Sri Lanka, for instance, right, I would like to take everybody back to history, for instance. Pre-colonization period, Sri Lanka had two ethnic groups. Basically, the northern side of the island was the Tamil homeland, and the southern was Sinhala nation, which is basically Sri Lanka, in a way, combined, right? So first the Dutch were the first people to colonize, then the Portuguese and the British people came. So Dutch and Portuguese, they did never combine the island. They understood that these are two different ethnic groups, so they never mixed them or anything. So they basically ruled them under separate administration. But when the British came, they actually combined administration, and when they left it that way, and that's when the whole war started, because the minority rights were being compromised, right? So, and then that's how the whole thing started. And then for the past 25 years, we've been engaged in armed struggle and so on. And there's no way that this would have continued and reached its genocidal proportion without the help of imperialism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this might not be as evident as it is, let's say, in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other country under occupation. But the fact of the matter is that the genocidal war on Tamils by the Sri Lankan government would have never come this far had it not been for countries like Japan, China, U.S., Canada, the European Union, and so on, right?
Mm-hmm.
These countries have either provided Sri Lanka with money, weapons, military support, or moral support in a way or another that has propagated this war, which has displaced millions and killed thousands of Tamils since the beginning of this conflict. And if you look at the 300,000 internally displaced persons, otherwise IDPs, in northern Sri Lanka, which is the traditional Tamil homeland, like I mentioned earlier, 80%, that's 80% of them are women and children. So each time the Sri Lankan army bombards a hospital or an IDP camp or villages inside or outside the government declared safety zones, most of them most of the victims are women and children. And since September 2008, the government has imposed an embargo on food, water, and medicine, and banned all non-governmental organizations from assisting people in the conflict areas. And the situation has gotten so bad that women and children are suffering from severe cases of malnutrition and infectious diseases, to the point that children are dying from starvation on the streets, and new mothers have gone barren and can't breastfeed their newborn babies. And there's also a strongly entrenched systemic impunity in place that has raised concerns among various international NGOs and Amnesty International. Women get raped, tortured, abducted, harassed at checkpoints on a regular basis by the Sri Lankan armed forces. And this is a well-known incident to the international community and the imperialist bodies who actually keep on funding the genocidal war. However, this has not been addressed or challenged by them, which has caused the further suffering and traumatization and demoralization of the Tamil communities, right? And one last point I would like to add on to that is that the continuation of the war in Sri Lanka has forced many women from outside the conflict area to take up odd jobs such as housemaids, becoming housemaids in the Middle East, and they are being exploited and abused there, right? And also the establishment of free trade zones in Sri Lanka has forced women to work in sweatshops where they are again being exploited for their labor. So in conclusion, what I want to point out is that imperialists have funded this genocidal war and has only contributed to the denigration of both Sinhala and Tamil women and have violated all their rights. And hence, Sri Lanka was ranked the third worst violator of women's rights in South Asia, according to South Asian Human Rights Index 2008.
Yeah, and I guess this last point that you made about women being driven into the most undignified professions and most exploitative industries outside of their own countries is perhaps a good segue into the situation with Filipino migrants. Cynthia, would you care to discuss how imperialism affects the oppression of Filipino women and the Filipino community at large?
Yes, Steve. Actually, when we're looking at
imperialism and women's oppression. I guess we have to look at the context of class struggle, because women's oppression is part, is cannot be separated from the oppression of the working class, because half of the working class is comprised of women. Mm-hmm. But basically, with imperialism, when the U.S., it basically right now, the Philippines is, although our president is current Filipino, it's still indirectly ran by the U.S. government. And so since we were colonized in the 1900s, they have been controlling the Philippines economically, politically, and culturally. And so as what you would usually see in most third world countries, what they do is they dump all the surplus products in these countries, and in the meantime, they use up the raw materials. For example, the Philippines being an agricultural country, the raw materials are being sold at a very low, cheap price, and in the meantime, it's their surplus products that are being brought to our countries, which is very expensive. And so our land is being used for for these countries' industry, and then the people of the different provinces are being driven into the big cities, where they're looking for jobs in factories, and up until now they're fighting for salary that's for a day of 125 pesos, which is not even enough for subsistence. And because of this, the people are being driven outside the country, and as a result, and this is where the migration comes in. Right now, 10% of the Philippine population is outside the Philippines, and they're in 192 countries. Wow. Looking for greener pastures in order for their families to survive in the Philippines. Now, out of these 8 million Filipinos outside the country, 65% of them are women. And this is where our women are being commodified, because they're exported by the Philippine government under the labor export policy. And they work as entertainers, caregivers, workers in factories. And so this is where they take all the low-paying jobs in these host countries. And the money that they send to the Philippines is what subsidizes the economy of the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And so, like I was saying earlier, we cannot separate the struggle of the women from the struggle of the working class. And migration, when we're looking at the Philippine context, is a secondary impact of the presence of the U.S. imperialists in our country.
Mm-hmm. Yes, with that, the women, you know, the women's struggle not, you know, being inextricably tied with working class struggle, and thus women being indispensable to social change and revolutionary change. I guess the question I would put to you is, in your struggles in Toronto, here in the diaspora, migrant struggles, or even back at home, perhaps you can speak a little bit about the role that women are playing within the struggle overall. I know Basics, within some of the community work that we've been doing over the last couple of years, some of our observations have led us to conclude that, at least for now, women are playing a far more central role in community organizing here in Toronto. For whatever reasons, I mean, we've identified a number of ideological and social reasons why men are not taking an active role in community leadership, in social leadership, and in community change. Men have a distinct set of oppressions as well. They're imprisoned at much higher rates. They're susceptible to different, you know, ideological influences, which, you know, sometimes can be antisocial. And women for whatever reasons have taken up, you know, taking up the mantle of struggle and leadership much more, from our observations and in many of our community struggles, than men have. Not to say that either men or women, you know, both have to be participating in the struggle for it to be successful. Perhaps you can speak a little bit about the role that women have played.
Just to, I guess, look back in the history of migration of Filipino here in Canada. Within the last 20 years, we have seen the feminization of labor, of migrant labor, and that's where there was a shift in that role of being the breadwinner in the family. Mm-hmm. Because most countries have called in the 70s where, say, the oil-producing countries have imported like laborers from the Philippines. It was mostly the men who had left the country, and they were the ones that that was sending money to their families in the Philippines. In the 80s, when the call for migrant laborers became healthcare workers, caregivers, and all that, like entertainers, then that's where we saw the shift of feminization of migrant labor. And so in the last 20 years, that's where we saw the shift of women being the higher percentage of migrant workers in our community. Mm-hmm. And so if because of the because of this situation, the women were more, women were separated from their families for a long time. And because of the oppressive policies that existed, we weren't reunited with our families until 5 or 10 years of separation from our husband and children. And and so, because in the past, it's the remittances of the women that's been supporting the economy of the Philippines. More and more, we are seeing the power of the organizing of the migrants, and it's more specifically led by the migrant women's organization. Mm-hmm. But being outside the country, right, and so you would see the women leading the communities, organizing in different parts of different world of different countries. Whereas in the Philippines, the women's movement, you can see the women in there's two different means of struggle. You can see the women participating in the legal struggle. They're on the streets, organizing themselves in the parliamentary struggle as well. And the other part of the struggle, are, as Kirti mentioned in her country, there's also that armed resistance wherein the women participate as well in our home country. And so whether we are you know, in our back in our homeland, organizing on the streets or in the countryside as supporting the armed resistance, or as migrant women organizing our communities in different countries, mm-hmm. the women are actively participating and voicing out their struggles. You can find us in you know, in churches, in as workers in factories, as workers in the home. And so, yeah, our women are being seen in different parts of the world, participating and actively organizing themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is indeed an interesting observation, you know, like in some of the, in places where you have the most, you know, backward anti-women practices, state forms of state-sanctioned patriarchal and repressive practices, you in fact at the same time see women taking the mantle of struggle, participating in all forms of struggle, including the armed struggle. And my attention has, you know, recently sort of been brought to the revolutionary struggle in Nepal, where in the People's Army of Nepal, women made up a very large component. And that's also in a place where they're fighting, you know, backward feudal practices, caste discrimination, many anti-women policies, and women in that situation actually playing such a leading role in the struggle. Kirti, do you have something to add on that question as well?
Yeah, I definitely do. Definitely women are always suffering disproportionately in terms of the private and the public sphere. And coming from a patriarchal society, Tamil women are faced with many challenges, right? And Tamil women have challenged the oppression by the Sri Lankan system through the armed resistance. But for Tamil women in Sri Lanka, the struggle has not only been against the Sri Lankan government, but it has also been in terms of breaking the chains of the caste and dowry system, right? And both of which we have somewhere or another managed to pull out of our community. And what the war has done is basically created over 40,000 war widows, and they have primarily become the primary breadwinner of the household, and they're living in impoverished conditions and so on. So there's that other struggle as well. But here locally, we're struggling with other barriers such as language barriers and being kept on a lockdown in houses, domestic violence, lack of knowledge of our rights and so on. But these are things that are prevalent in all the communities here in Canada, right? But Tamil women are definitely growing in numbers in terms of their engagement with progressive movements. And that was pretty evident on International Women's Day. And we're definitely stepping up our game and voicing our struggles and making sure that the world actually listens to us. And things are changing, but as we all know, it's about keeping that momentum going and not giving up no matter what we're fighting for, right?
Definitely. So while women and men have to stand side by side fighting imperialism and fighting these oppressive structures, the men as well, we have to consider our own behaviors and our own, you know, how we're implicated in the oppression of women as well. Definitely. Is there anything else that you guys want to add about your organizations and how people can find out about your work?
For the Filipino community, I guess they can look into. We have a website, Migrante Ontario, where they can find out information on what we do, who we are, and how. If they're interested in participating, they can just look at Migrante Ontario website. But also for the work that Kirti and I do in the Migrant Women's Coordinating Body, it's a committee that we built in order to voice the struggle of women in our communities. And it's something that we're trying to build over the years, slowly building our network, and hopefully in the next few years we're going to have more and more organizations participate in what we're doing in during Women's Day. And so for Migrant Women's Coordinating Body, they can contact email me, and we're still continuing to build a network, so they can email me at cpalmaria@hotmail.com.
Thank you, Cynthia. We definitely look forward to working more with you, and you can be sure that the Basics Community Newsletter is down with that struggle. Kirti, is there anything else?
Yes, definitely. Working with Migrant Women's Coordinating Body was such an amazing experience. It was amazing to see all these different women from different statuses, different backgrounds, coming together and voicing our concerns at the same time. And, you know, you really felt the bond of womanhood at that point in time. And we are definitely, you know, looking forward to working with each other and building coalitions and, you know, like resisting the system no matter where we are. And in terms of getting in touch with Canadian Heart or being in the loop as regards to what kind of work we're doing, the listeners can definitely visit our website for our current campaign, which is haltgenocide.org. That's H-A-L-T, genocide.org. And I would also encourage listeners to go and sign the online petition that's being addressed to the United Nations Special Rapporteur for violence against women, to address the issues that is happening in Sri Lanka. And they can definitely go read up on more about the struggle and the plight of Tamil women on the website. So they can definitely stay in the loop in regards to what's happening in Sri Lanka and so on.
Kirti, Cynthia, thank you so much for being with us today on Radio Basics.
Thank you very much for having me.
We look forward to having you back.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
That was Kirti Narayanan and Cynthia Palmaria. They were organizers from the Migrants Women Migrants Committee this past weekend over the International Women's Day actions that happened here in Toronto. Let's go to a track. We're going to a commercial. We're going to be talking a little bit more about International Women's Day, the oppression of women, reflecting on it. Let's go to a track off the new K-9 CD, Troubadour. The track is called Fatima.
To the morning, taste and devour. We rise early, pace up the hour. Streets is bustling, hustling, they harder. You can't have the sweet with no sour. Spices, herbs, sweet scent of flower. She came out precisely the hour. Clouds disappear, the sun shows the power. No chance of a probable shower. I fell in love with my neighbor's daughter. I wanted to protect and support her. Never mind, I'm just 12 and a quarter. I had dreams beyond our border.
Is it true when they say all you need is just love? Is it true? What about those who have love? Only to find that it's taken away. And why do they say that the children have rights to be free? To be free. What about those who I've known? Whose memory still lives inside of me? Fatima, what did the young man say before he stole you away? On that fateful day, Fatima.
Study the lessons. I ask God to slow down the seconds. He does the opposite, that's what I'm guessing. I better chill and count my own blessings. Fatima, Fatima, what is the matter? How come you ain't come up the ladder? So we can be like there's no tomorrow. Then you gon' make me wait till tomorrow. She spoke Arabic and Swahili. She say Upendo unto Habibi. You so bright, you sound like my TV. Then one day she never came to meet me.
Is it true? They say all you need is just love. Is it true? What about those who have love? Only to find that it's taken away. And why do they say that the children have rights to be free? To be free. What about those who I've known? Whose memory still lives inside of me? Fatima, what did the young man say before he stole you away? On that fateful day, Fatima. Fatima, did he know your name? Or the plans we made to go to New York City? Fatima, Fatima, what did the young man say before he stole you away? On that fateful day, Fatima. Fatima, did he know your name? Or the plans we made to go to New York City? Fatima.
In the eyes of beholder, how come everyone hushed when she walked by? How come girls would look just to scold her? How come the angel wanted to hold her? Fatima, Fatima, I'm in America. I make rhymes and I make them delicate. You would've liked the parks in Connecticut. You would've said I'm working too hard again. Damn you, shooter, damn you, the building. Whose walls hid the blood she was spilling? Damn you, country, so good at killing. Damn you, feeling for persevering.
Is it true when they say all you need is just love? Is it true? What about those who have loved? Only to find that it's taken away. And why do they say that the children have rights to be free? To be free. What about those who have known? Whose memory still lives inside of me? Fatima, what did the gunman say before he took you away? On that fateful day, Fatima. Fatima, did he know your name? Or the plans we made to go to New York City? Fatima, Fatima, what did the gunman say before he took you away on that fateful day? Fatima, Fatima, did he know your name? Or the plans we made to go to New York City? Fatima.
Now I just wanna make it clear, I don't want you to shed a tear. Cause this here, it's a celebration. We're not mourning, we're celebrating. Yeah. So baby don't cry. Please don't let the tear fall.
Radio Basics, we back. That was Fatima off the new K9 CD, Troubadour, pertinent to the issue at hand today, International Women's Day, celebrated over the weekend and indeed struggled over the weekend for women across the world. Radio Basics, we're going to go to commercial. We'll be right back. Radio Basics, we back, CHRY 105.5. Today we've been talking about International Women's Day, the event that occurred here in Toronto and across the world this weekend. March 8th marks International Women's Day, and we were talking to two organizers here in Toronto, Cynthia Palmaria and Kirti Natarayan. You know, over this weekend, I used the occasion of International Women's Day to reflect upon the oppression of women in my own ethnic community. Being Portuguese, throughout my whole life, I've observed the deep oppression that Portuguese women face in their community, from my great-grandmother right down to my little sister, and at times, myself even being an unwitting contributor to their oppressed condition. Unfortunately, the culture of diasporic Portuguese people here in Toronto, which I'm not afraid to say, being Portuguese myself, has maintained many of the backward cultural aspects of the Catholic, clerical, fascist political system that they once lived under and which lasted in Portugal up until the mid-1970s, and especially concerning attitudes pertaining towards women and how that political system influenced people's attitudes around women. My great-grandmother, my mother's mother's mother, whose clock is still ticking to this day, God bless her, was prohibited by her husband from learning English throughout the decades of her life here in Canada. Playing the leading role in raising a large family and a household, her life was restricted to the home. My great-grandmother even helped raise me. I lived with her for the first 10 years of my life. Having outlived her husband for some 10 years now, my great-grandmother has had to get along in navigating Canadian society on her own without understanding basically any English whatsoever. And then there's the example of my grandmother, her daughter, who was prohibited by her husband from working outside the house for her entire life, and so remained throughout her life oppressively dependent upon my grandfather. And then there's her daughter, my mother, who was coerced, into marrying at a very young age by conservative religious beliefs of her family, just because she was pregnant, none other than myself. And so instead of simply going ahead with her pregnancy, with her partner, who was my father, she was coerced into wedding and thus enduring an emotionally, what turned out to be an emotionally abusive relationship that, while it lasted for a quarter of a century before finally falling apart, probably wouldn't have lasted as long had dogma and tradition not prevented her from breaking out of an unhealthy relationship much sooner. And each of my own two siblings, as well as myself, you know, we endured many, many years of pain throughout the turbulent relationship of our mother and father. And so the point is, in our discussion today of International Women's Day, women throughout the weekend and, I mean, throughout the entire year, fighting against their oppression and against oppressive systems like imperialism, like capitalism, as we've been discussing today, we see how down the line, generation after generation, the oppression of women not only affects women, but whole families and whole generations. And that's only to speak about the oppression of, in my case, I was speaking about the oppression of women within the family structure and within the Portuguese community here in Toronto. Yet, in spite of the oppression that Portuguese women faced under fascist Portugal, which I discussed earlier, women actually came to play a very important role in the April 1974 overthrow of the fascist dictator Salazar in Portugal. At the time, with some 15% of the Portuguese population having served in Portugal's barbaric wars to maintain colonialism in its African colonies of Angola, Mozambique, Guinea-Bissau, Cabo Verde, and with hundreds of thousands of migrants leaving Portugal for the under the illusion that they would attain a better life in Western Europe or North America, women more than ever before were being driven into the formal labor force, such as in industry and in agriculture. And it was actually these women who turned out to play a very decisive role in the revolutionary mass movements that swelled up in the early to mid-1970s to eventually overthrow the fascist dictatorship. And in 1975, after the revolution had overthrown the fascist Salazar, and while a it turned out a counter-revolutionary current was in the process reconsolidating the rule of the exploiting classes in Portugal. It was actually the women on May Day, May 1st, 1975, who were pushing to carry the revolution forward, and for it, being attacked in the streets by those who claimed to speak in the name of the revolution, but who had already long ago abandoned it in spirit. And in practice, I guess you would say. So, you know, the next track that we have coming up, this is going out to all you sisters and brothers, to all those struggling around the world against capitalism, imperialism, fascism, colonialism, against exploitation, war and poverty, occupation, apartheid from Israel, from Palestine, right down to the social apartheid that continues all across the former colonial but neo-colonized world. This song is for you. This is Bella Ciao, as it was first sung by the Italian partisans, communists, socialists who fought the fascists of Benito Mussolini in the 1930s and 40s. And this song has since been sung by peoples all around the world, sang in languages from Russian to Bosnian, Kurdish, Croatian, Serbian, Hungarian, English, Spanish, Finnish, German, Turkish, Japanese, Tagalog, Breton, Cantonese, and many more languages, which I didn't have the time to research before coming here tonight. But we also got an English version of the song, which is going to follow this original Italian version. So check it out, and we'll be back with you in a moment.
Sui montagna, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 seppellire la sui montagna, sotto l'ombra di un bel fior, e le genti che passeranno, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 e le genti che passeranno, mi diranno che bel fior, e questo è il fiore del partigiano. Appena alzata, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao alla mattina. Appena alzata, il risaia mi tocca andare. In piedi col suo bastone, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 il capo in piedi col suo bastone, e noi pure tutte quante, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 ma verrà un giorno che tutte quante lavoreremo in libertà.
The world is waking outside my window.
Bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 drags my senses into the sunlight, for there are things that I must do.
Wish me luck now, I have to leave you.
Bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 with my friends now, up to the city, we're going. shake the gates of hell.
And I will tell them,
we will tell them, Bella ciao, Bella ciao, Bella ciao, 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 that our sunlight is not for franchise, and wish the bastards drop down dead.
Next time you see me, I may be smiling.
Bella ciao, Bella ciao, Bella ciao, 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 I'll be in prison or on the TV. I'll say the sunlight dragged me here. Questa mattina mi son svegliato. Oh, Bella ciao, Bella ciao, Bella ciao.
That was the old anti-fascist song, Bella Ciao, going out to all our brothers and sisters in struggle around the world. The English version that I play for you there doesn't begin to capture the beauty of the original Italian version, which the lyrics I'll just read to you briefly without rereading the Bella Ciao 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 throughout the whole thing. The lyrics in essence go: one morning I awakened and I found the invader. O partisan, carry me away, because I feel death approaching. And if I die as a partisan, if I die as a partisan, then you must bury me. Bury me in the mountain, O, bury me in the mountain under the shade of a beautiful flower. And the people who shall pass, and the people who shall pass will tell me, what a beautiful power, what a beautiful flower. This is the flower of the partisan. This is the flower of the partisan who died for freedom. That is, in essence, that's in the original Italian, Bella Ciao. Once again, this is going out to all the people in struggle, especially the women out there. Shout outs for the struggle all around the world, marking this last March 8th, last Sunday, which marked International Women's Day around the world. This is Radio Basics. We're going to be taking you out. Let's just go to one more track off the new Canaan CD, Troubadour. This is America, his track featuring Mos Def. Be sure to catch us next week. We'll be back. We'll have some new hosts up here. And we want to remind people to also check out our website. Basics Community Newsletter is a grassroots newspaper collective that people got to check out. This is our radio program. Check out our newspaper. Check out our online version at basicsnewsletter.blogspot.com. Until next week, I'll see you in Toronto. Take it easy.